SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, Climate Council memperingatkan warga Australia akan menghadapi tantangan air yang signifikan jika negara ini tidak mengatasi perubahan iklim. Dewan itu mengatakan kekeringan dan banjir di negara ini telah semakin parah akibat perubahan iklim. Berikut ini Lori Laurwira melaporkan. Petani di Queensland yang dilanda kekeringan telah menerima setidaknya penangguhan sementara dengan 70 kereta yang membawa 4.200 bal jerami dari seluruh negara ini untuk mencapai Charleville di Australia Selatan dan Australia Barat. Barnaby Joyce sebagai utusan khusus untuk bantuan itu dan pemulihan kekeringan berada di Charleville 750 km di sebelah barat Brisbane ketika pengiriman khusus itu tiba.
And it's not just the people on the land, and it's very important for people to understand this. It's the people in the towns of Charleville and Morven and Windora that we've got to make sure that they're around as well in Cunnamulla. And the only way we can do that is to make sure people can hold on. And it will rain. It will rain. It's so important to say that. It will rain and things will turn around. It's just a matter of hanging on till it does.
Kini para petani menunggu hujan turun. Dewan Iklim memperingatkan warga Australia akan menghadapi tantangan air yang signifikan jika negara ini tidak mengatasi perubahan iklim. Organisasi komunikasi perubahan iklim terkemuka di Australia itu telah merilis laporan yang menemukan bahwa fenomena tersebut menyebabkan kekeringan menjadi lebih sering dan lebih parah. Hal itu akan mengancam penemuan akses ke air yang dapat digunakan baik di wilayah, regional, dan perkotaan. Profesor Ilmu Biologi Macquarie University, Leslie Hughes, ikut serta menulis laporan tersebut.
Australia's water cycle is like it's on steroids due to climate change. As you all know, we're in the grip of a severe drought, the impacts of which are being exacerbated by climate change. This drought is operating in a climate where we've had declining rainfall in southern Australia over several decades, and with extra warming, that is exacerbating the impact on soil moisture and therefore the impacts on our agricultural system in particular. But at the other end of the water cycle, we're also seeing an intensification. That is, our atmosphere, which is warmer and more energetic, is able to hold more water. And that, of course, increases the probability that when we do get rain, it comes in more intense bursts. That, of course, can lead to flooding. So at both ends of the water cycle, we are seeing an intensification. And we're seeing impacts of that not only on our agricultural system, but on our environment, on our urban water supplies, our infrastructure, and therefore our economy.
Profesor Hughes mengatakan kebijakan pemerintah federal juga merupakan masalah karena tidak mengikutsertakan solusi jangka panjang.
Australia is lagging behind the rest of the world when we should be leading on climate change action. So it's extremely important if we are to stabilize the climate by the second half of this century that we have rapid and deep emissions cuts. We need federal leadership on this. We know that our local governments and some of our state governments are really moving forward very rapidly, but they're moving forward in a vacuum of leadership at the top. And that simply has to change.
Menteri Pertanian dan Sumber Daya Air, David Littleproud, mengatakan kepada SBS bahwa iklim selalu berubah dan para petani akan terus beradaptasi. Ia mengatakan pemerintah harus terus berinvestasi dalam penelitian dan pengembangan. Menteri Keuangan, Matthias Cormann, mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa perubahan iklim seharusnya tidak membahayakan tujuan ekonomi.
We are dealing with climate change, but we're dealing with climate change in a way that doesn't undermine the opportunity for young people in particular to get a job, to build a career in Australia into the future. I mean, we are dealing with climate change in a way that is economically responsible.
Laporan dari Climate Council mengutip data dari dekade terakhir menunjukkan Australia Tenggara dan Australia Barat Daya telah mengalami kekeringan selama bulan-bulan musim dingin sejak pertengahan 1990-an. Dan telah terjadi penurunan hingga 25% dalam curah hujan rata-rata di musim gugur dibandingkan dengan rata-rata jangka panjang. Aliran ke Sungai Murray-Darling Basin yang menghasilkan lebih dari sepertiga makanan Australia juga menurun lebih dari 40% pada waktu itu. Namun, Profesor Hughes mengatakan ada ujung spektrum yang lain.
At the other end of the spectrum, when we get floods, we have severe impacts on health because we get flooding of sewage treatment plants, and we have seen in the past in Australia increases in outbreaks of things like Giardia and Cryptosporidium that mean that we have to boil water. So at both ends of the water cycle, water quality can decline.
Adam Lovell, Director Eksekutif dari Water Service Association of Australia, yaitu badan utama yang mewakili industri perairan kota, mengatakan kepada SBS bahwa beragam pilihan pasokan air adalah jaminan terbaik terhadap perubahan iklim. Ia mengatakan mereka termasuk bendungan, daur ulang, desalinisasi, dan program efisiensi air. Menuju ke musim panas, kampanye untuk meningkatkan kesadaran hemat air telah mulai bergulir di kota-kota besar di negara ini, termasuk dari Sydney Water di New South Wales.
We all love our water, but with months of dry weather, we all need to do our part to save it.
It's easy as turning off your shower after 4 minutes instead of 5.
Or fixing a leaking tap as soon as you notice it.
Waiting until the dishwasher and washing machine are full before using them.
So come on, Sydney. Love water. Don't waste it.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.